I don't know that I know the answer, but I do know that if we go in there and we take these schools away from these small communities, that goes, there goes the town. That's it. That's what they've got.
Well, but we're not talking about taking away the school.
Well, it depends on your interpretation on how you read the bill, but I mean, eventually that is what could happen. It says to close a school. If you do that, that has a, you know, that has a great implication on those three towns that I mentioned. Because that is the center of their community.
As in most of mine. But it also gives you an option to, at least you have to have a plan and you have to implement it. This is really not a question, but my thought would be, it's kind of like a forest fire. If you catch it when it's just barely started and you try to do something immediately, then maybe you can get it put out before it becomes a burning conflagration that takes down, you know, the whole system. And I think that, like my meeting with superintendents this week, I want to ask them, how do you feel about that? What do you think should be done? Because I think we can all agree, if you do have a school or two schools or buildings within your school system and you have a lot of failure, you need to do something.
So and, I'm not arguing that.
Yeah.
But I do believe, and even as a former school board member, that this is setting us up to fail. And one of my biggest concerns about that is the fact that, okay, so we're going to say they can start a charter. Well, obviously the school district didn't want to do that, or they would have already done it. Or if we're going to allow some group to come in there that are going to be the firemen, I'm not sure that all of them are going to want to go to the Lakeways, to the Bunstons, to the Calhouns of the world. And even though they may be compelled, they're not going to move in there and come in there and take over the building. There's just no...
Well, but another option is that they can go to a nearby public school who is not failing.
So now you're, to some degree, got a quasi-consolidation?
Well, I mean, I ask again, what is your solution? Because in my mind, we're short on solutions.
Okay. Well, maybe.
I mean, you're in a group that has a lot of experience in teaching and education and, you know, administering or whatever you want to call it, education. We need solutions. And maybe every solution is not a great solution, but there need to be solutions, so at least working on them and getting it done.
That I would suggest is, let's try to hire more teachers. Let's give our teachers better pay.
I agree, they do need better pay.
I mean, that if you look at Primatia Garcia in Senator Razor's district, that's a very small school district, that's a very small school, but it's the only school in the state that is named after a Latino individual, and all those kids there are Latino, or whatever you want to call that group. They come from all different areas of the state. They come from all different parts of the world, but they have landed there, and that community has been there for a long time, and that's in part why they come there. Again, the transient part of this, the fact that these have just they're people with low SES. They just don't have the means that some of these others do. And so, you know, we often talk about the urban districts and how we need to fix these urban districts. I think that this is going to really have an effect on not only just the urban districts, but it's going to go further south or to the west, or it's going to hit all these rural areas too. This is not something that's just an urban fix.